Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're targeting. Well, I think it's one of the biggest bottlenecks in any modern business. I'm talking about the sheer volume of manual, repetitive tasks, the things that just eat up all your time and, you know, prevent actual growth.
Yeah.
You know that feeling, right? You look up and realize you've just spent 45 minutes copying and pasting something, and that was time you should have been spending on strategy.
It's the silent killer of productivity, really. There's so much noise about automation as a big concept, but our mission today is to cut right through that.
Right.
You've gone through the sources to tell you specifically what practical systems and tasks in a business are truly ripe for automation. Right now, we're talking tangible gains.
And that's crucial because people need to know where to begin. It's easy to get overwhelmed by all the possibilities, and then you just do nothing. We need a filter.
Exactly, a filter.
Okay, let's unpack this. What's the foundational principle? The rule we should use when we're looking at our own workflows.
That rule is everything. It's the metric you have to apply to every single task. Automation is possible, and I'd say necessary, if a task is one of three things.
Okay.
It has to be repetitive, predictable, or done the exact same way every single time.
Repetitive, predictable, or done the same way every time.
If it checks any of those boxes, it's not a human's job anymore. It's a machine's job.
I love the simplicity of that. If you're doing the same thing over and over, just stop. So when we look at where that manual effort hurts the most, I guess we have to start with the systems that actually bring in money.
The external facing systems, yes. And that's where you find this really critical and often counterintuitive insight.
Which is?
Most businesses lose sales, not because the product is bad or the price is wrong, but just because staff don't have the time to follow up properly.
They just can't keep up.
Exactly. Think of it like a leaky pipeline. You pour all this money into getting leads, but the follow-up is manual. It's inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
And so the leads go cold. They fall right through the cracks. It is, without a doubt, the biggest leak.
So we fix the leak by automating diligence. Let's get specific on the lead follow-up process. The sources point to three key actions we can automate.
Right. The first one is simple. Automating your first replies. A lead comes in at 2 in the morning. The system sends an intelligent response immediately. Speed is everything at that stage.
Okay, first replies. What's next?
Second is automating reminders. If that lead doesn't respond, the system chases them. Your sales team doesn't have to. And the third piece, which is crucial, is automating booking links.
So you get a meeting scheduled right away.
You get a direct scheduling link into their hands instantly. It moves them from a passive email into an active commitment on your calendar.
That's fascinating. But let me just push back on that for a second. If we're automating the first reply, isn't there a risk that it feels, you know, impersonal? Do you lose that human touch right at the start?
That's a really important question. If we connect this to the bigger picture, the sources are clear that the goal of that first reply isn't deep personalization. It's speed. The customer just needs to know their request was received and what the next step is. Automation guarantees that happens instantly. The human touch, the empathy, that's for the meeting they just booked. You automate the transactional to save time for the relational.
That completely reframes the purpose. Okay, so you're turning lost time into confirmed interest. Let's move down the funnel. What about quotes and proposals? How does automation speed up closing a deal?
This is where you see so much wasted time, mainly with internal review and just manual copying and pasting.
Right.
In so many companies, creating a quote means someone is pulling data from like 5 different documents, pricing, disclaimers, service descriptions, and typing it all into a proposal.
And that's exactly where mistakes happen.
Yeah.
A misplaced decimal, a typo, and suddenly you're losing money or you have to go back and renegotiate.
Precisely. A system can auto-generate quotes from predefined products and services. The human just has to verify the scope of the work, and the system instantly builds this polished, correctly branded document.
And the sources say there's a direct correlation there. The takeaway is, fast quotes mean faster wins.
It is a huge competitive advantage. Speed signals professionalism. If you're the first one to deliver an accurate professional quote, you often win just because you seem easier to work with.
It's about perception. And that final piece of the external puzzle is bookings and scheduling. I mean, this feels like the most obvious one.
We've all been in that endless email chain. I can do Tuesday at 2 or Thursday morning. And then, oh wait, Tuesday at 2 just got taken. It's exhausting for the client.
Yeah, total friction.
The solution is so straightforward. You use an app that shows your real-time availability. You sync your calendar, and the customer just picks a time that works.
And what I found interesting was the focus on the benefits beyond just finding a time, the sort of knock-on effects.
Yes. People overlook the additional automation that comes with it, automatically sending detailed confirmations and reminders.
Which cuts down on no-shows.
Drastically. So you're not just saving your staff time on the booking itself, you're saving the business the cost of having someone sit around because a client forgot they had an appointment. It's about building reliability into the whole journey.
Okay, so that's a solid framework for the top line. Sales, quotes, bookings. Let's switch gears. Let's talk about the systems that boost the bottom line, the internal stuff.
This transition is so important because if you scale your sales, but not your service, you're setting yourself up for failure. Sales success creates service demand, and if you can't keep up, your reputation just collapses.
So let's talk about area number 4, customer support and FAQs. This feels like installing a virtual assistant who works 24/7.
That's a great way to put it. The real benefit is having a smart system handle the common questions 24/7, no matter the time zone. For most businesses, something like 80% of support questions are the same repetitive ones.
How do I reset my password?
Exactly. Where do I find the manual? Why should your experienced, highly paid staff spend any brain power on that?
They absolutely shouldn't.
They shouldn't. And the real value is in the triage. The system answers all that predictable stuff instantly. It only passes a query to a human when needed, when it requires real judgment or empathy. It filters out all the noise so your team can focus on solving the real problems.
Here's where it gets really interesting for me. Because we're not just talking about customers anymore. We're taking the stress out of how your team works together. Deep dive number 5, internal workflows.
This is where the foundational rule, repetitive, predictable, same way every time, can completely revolutionize a business from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
Internal processes are filled with these routine steps that only fail when a human forgets something.
And we can automate things like job tracking, so everyone sees the project status. We can automate status updates.
So managers don't have to chase people for updates.
Yes, and checklists to make sure procedures are always followed. But tell me, why does automating something as simple as job tracking change the whole dynamic of a team?
Because it kills managerial friction. When tracking is manual, every time a manager asks for an update, it can feel like nagging or micromanagement.
Right. Did you do X yet?
That whole conversation. It just wastes time and erodes trust. Automation creates a single source of truth. The system manages the whole flow, and it automatically alerts the next person in line when a task is ready for them.
So it makes sure that everyone knows what needs to happen next without chasing anyone? It takes human error out of the handoff.
Completely.
And I imagine the checklist part is crucial for high-stakes processes like, say, client onboarding.
Oh, absolutely. The checklist automation means the business isn't relying on one person's memory. With something complex, like onboarding a major client, if you miss step 7, the results could be catastrophic. The system forces the sequence. It guarantees consistency and lowers the risk of a huge failure due to a simple oversight.
This really brings us back full circle to our main theme, but now we can see how it applies everywhere. We've covered 5 huge areas: sales, quotes, bookings, support, and internal workflows.
And the challenge to you, the listener, is to look at your own workflows. Categorize the tasks you hate the most under those 5 headings, and then apply the rule.
If it's repetitive, predictable, or done the same way every time,
it's a candidate for automation.
That categorization is the action item. Find the pain, check it against the rule, and start there. All these systems working together create this, well, this incredibly reliable machine.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the tools are there to fix the biggest leaks in your business. The time you're losing to admin and inconsistent follow-up, it's not about replacing people, it's about replacing tedium.
So what does this all mean? We now have a clear mandate driven by the sources to just eliminate the repetitive and predictable stuff across the entire business. But that efficiency immediately raises another, maybe more profound question for you to think about. If all these tasks can be handled by a system flawlessly, what are the high value tasks that you should be focusing on? The things that require real creativity, real empathy, the things a machine cannot do. That's the ultimate goal of all this efficiency, and that's the big question for you to explore next.